Town at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
A St. Louis Democratic congressman has no problems with police officers being represented as pigs. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes with more on that story.
The painting is in the office of St. Louis Democratic Congressman William Clay, and it's one of the winners in a student art contest that was sponsored by Clay's office. The painting shows African Americans protesting in the street and being arrested by police officers with pig heads. Police unions in New York, L.A., San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose have signed a letter written to House Speaker Paul Ryan demanding it be taken down. Congressman Clay, who is African American, has said the painting will not be removed. I'm Chris Barnes.
Crews are battling an oil platform fire along Louisiana's Gulf Coast. The Coast Guard says four people were safely evacuated from the rig about 80 miles south of Grand Isle. No injuries reported. Four vessels are fighting the fire, which was reported about 2:30 in the morning. An oil spill response team also on the scene. USA Radio News.
And now, GEICO Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
The more different types of social media you find you use, the more likely you are to be depressed. Here's the story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Apparently, the risk for depression is linked to how many apps you use.
The research shows that if you're using seven or more applications, whether it's Snapchat, Twitter, or Facebook, you're three times more likely to be depressed than if you use just a few, one to three.
Psychologist John Huber says, as with other addictions, a little bit can be fun, but
too much and it destroys your whole life.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A new documentary is shedding some light on the sinking of the Titanic and says it's not as simple as being hit by an iceberg. Here's more on the story from Mark Mayfield.
A new documentary says it wasn't just an iceberg that sunk the Titanic. The documentary Titanic New Evidence suggests it was actually a coal fire that caused the giant passenger ship to sink in 1912. It uses recently found photographs to claim that a fire below decks caused serious damage to the ship's hull, weakening the ship before it struck the iceberg. The documentary premieres January 21st on the Smithsonian Channel.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest continues to ramp up his hostilities this time as White House spokesman comes to an end, this time lashing out over health care.
There's also the rather inconvenient fact that the Republican ideas are actually bad for people. They're bad for the economy. They're bad for health, for small businesses who are trying to pay for insurance for their employees.
Get more news and in-depth analysis at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon. You're listening to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station here in Flemington, New Jersey. It's Thursday, January 5th, and we're into the new year. And in fact, we have some really good programs coming up this year. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for the hour. And the name of our program is Teachable Moments in Business. The whole purpose of this program is to share information with our listeners that can be very helpful for running a business or for working in a business. The information that we share is unique, it's special, and it's doable. So this is Teachable Moments in Business. So today I have a guest that we're going to be speaking to whose name is Susan Dempster. She is the marketing director at the Country Arch Care Center, which is located on Pittstown Road in Pittstown, New Jersey, actually just outside of Flemington. And she has a great deal of information to share with us. So here's my question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas that they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. As I said, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Rustmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califund Connection, LLC. This program occurs every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can also go on the archives to listen to previous programs. We also have a Facebook page, which is Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook. And by the way, I have a Gmail account. If there are people that you would like us to interview or if you have questions about business that you'd like us to cover, you're more than welcome to send an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So before we get into our interview with Susan, which I know is going to be really interesting, I have already have a bunch of questions for her. I need to take a look at the weather, and then we'll listen to one of our with one of our sponsors. But here in Flemington, the weather is it's chilly today. Right now, it's about 32 degrees, and tonight there's a projection of some snow that might be between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. Today, this evening, we're looking at a low of around 23 degrees with a slight wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. And the chance of snow, according to the report that I'm looking at, is about 90%. So that means that in the morning, we could be waking up to perhaps 1 to 2 inches of snow. That's possible. Now, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 16 degrees. Now, Saturday, we're looking at a partly sunny day with a high near 27. So it's been we've come out of a warm spell, so to speak, and got to get your heavy coats on, your scarves and your hats and your gloves so you can be outside and take advantage of fresh air. So we'll come back to the extended weather forecast in a moment after, and we'll be talking to our guest.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. Today we have Susan Dempster, who is the marketing director at Country Arch Care Center with a Pittstown address here in New Jersey. So, Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad that you are here. In fact, Susan and I met at a business card exchange yesterday. That is held once a month. It's called Lee's Exchange North, and it's held once a month in Clinton and sponsored by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. And she heard me say that I was always like to interview some new folks that we meet through that program, and she came forward. So I'm really excited to have you here because you're going to be telling us information that I know I don't know, didn't know, and chances are our listeners are not familiar with some of the things that your organization does. So, Susan, first of all, share with us what you're the marketing director, so tell us what you do and tell us about the organization.
Sure thing. Country Arch Care Center is my employer. Again, they're in Pittstown. very close to where I'm sitting right now. And they are a long-term living facility. That's the new terminology. We all used to call it nursing homes, but the new terminology is long-term care, or LTC. And most folks that know of us know that we are long-term care. But we also offer many other things at Country Arch Care Center. We are really publicizing our respite care program. And respite care, it provides a break for the caregiver. Perhaps you are a caregiver and you need to go on vacation and you need somewhere for mom or dad to be safe for that few weeks that you might be gone. They certainly could come and check into Country Arch Care Center and we will spoil them for you while you're away. Take very good care. They won't have to worry about a thing. They can stay active with the busy activities calendar that we provide. We'll give them wonderful three meals a day, snacks in between. We'll help them bathe if they need that. Of course, do their laundry and anything else that they'll need while you're away. So respite care is something that Country Arch Care Center offers. You just need to call. Let me throw that number out more than once, but it is 908-735-6600. Ask for Dasha. She's our admissions gal. She'd love to speak with you and give you a tour and answer any of your questions if you have that on any of our services. We also have a wonderful therapy group. We offer occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy. And these could be situations where someone has post-surgery, post-stroke, post-broken hip, and they need to have an extended stay with some further therapies. Country Arch Care Center offers all that on a daily basis, 7 days a week.
I'm so amazed by this. You know, a number of years ago, my sister-in-law came from Portland, Oregon, here for our younger son's wedding, and she became ill, and we didn't know if she could go back home or not. I didn't know who to call. Country Arch would have been the place for her
this
to
is
be.
Great.
If we,
yeah, this
as
is
it
so
turned out, we she was spending time in the hospital and ended up going. We put her back on a plane to go home. But had I known about it, I would have called there first. So. I guess that begs the question about how people can find out about your organization and how you reach out. You know, as a marketing director, I assume you're in charge of figuring out who your target audience is and how to get to them, how to get the word out.
Well, I am very excited that we are a part of the team for the Chamber of Commerce now, Country Arch Care Center. Being members of the Chamber of Commerce, this really is going to open up a lot of doors and networking and communication for us. A great new program that we've just started is called Real Connections. And this is a program that our outreach team organizes at senior buildings, adult day programs, anywhere where there's seniors within the churches. I've contacted a lot of churches. And this is a free programming that we're offering where we come in, Country Arch Care Center, we offer a meal and some type of educational program having to help seniors do and help with the changes that are occurring in their lives. Mm-hmm. And to put the senior back in charge of their own choices. Eventually, seniors and all of us may come to the point we find ourselves in that hospital bed and we don't know what to do next when they say you either need extended care here, there, where, therapies. We want you to remember Country Arch Care Center and choose us as your home that might help you with your extended stay or your short stay.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you're reaching out through the chamber, obviously that would be my number one choice. And the chamber does have a number of subgroups, such as the North, the Central, and the South.
The Real Connections, I love it because we get to go out and engage seniors. We socialize with them. We bring a healthy meal. And then we do some fun things. I'm a florist by trade, so I do frequently fun with fresh flowers. So for February, our theme on all our events will be fresh flowers. So we'll make nice centerpieces for Valentine's Day.
That's real. Now, how do you find those people that you serve?
Mm-hmm.
How do they come to you, or how do you go to them?
This is a wonderful outreach for me right now. If anyone is interested in hearing more about this Real Connections program, or we're going out to the community to give back. Country Arch really wants to give back and help educate the seniors of the different changes in their lives. You can reach me personally at 908-902-0213 or at my email address, which is caccmarketing114@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to explain this more in detail for you and get you on the schedule to come by and do a fun event.
That's really very nice. I'm impressed so far, and I know you have more to share with me. So we're going to take a break at the moment, and we'll be coming back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pamby's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate pecans and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And we have a wonderful guest, Susan Dempster, who is the marketing director at Country Arch Care Center in Pittstown. Now, Susan, you mentioned that your organization offers occupational and physical therapy, and that you have state-of-the-art equipment, which I think is wonderful. I have a question for you. Do you get let me go backward a little bit, or say a sidebar. In marketing, if you don't know who needs you, you need to connect with people who know who needs your services. So I got to thinking and wondering if you connect with doctors and other therapies and other therapists and professionals who can refer business to you, because they may know individuals who need this kind of help.
Most definitely. Our relationship within the medical community is wonderful, and our reputation precedes us. The therapy department has wonderful, wonderful people in there. And as I've been doing the marketing now and going out into the community, I hear such wonderful things about the facility. The care is just is marvelous there. The CNAs are top-notch. They are caring and kind and respectful. And that's what you want for yourself mm-hmm. or your loved ones. It is.
Absolutely. What's a CNA?
A CNA is a certified nursing assistant.
Okay. Yeah. Get me into this, the terminology here.
Concharge Care Center has wonderful staff. We have got attractive rooms, the nutritional meals that come out around the clock from the kitchen. It's amazing how much food, right? We have the dining rooms. We have separate day rooms for the residents to enjoy social time.
Yeah, that's you must get referrals from. Do you call your the clients or patients that come
we
there?
We call folks that enter our facility residents.
Residents, okay. So you must get referrals through them, I would think.
We do. We get referral from word of mouth is one of the biggest and best compliments we can have, just by friends telling friends of their stay and how they enjoyed it. The people that help them along the way. So for sure, it's a wonderful referral. You had asked me earlier how people can find us online. We're listed under countryarchcarecenter.com. You can also like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And again, just call. Come in. If you can't call, stop in. Take a tour. Lots of volunteer opportunities there through the activities department. I had been the activities director for several years there.
I have
a passion for that. So I'm taking all of that activity enthusiasm and bringing it out to this free Real Connection senior programming that we're doing.
So you have, I think, a very important entrepreneurial background in that you owned you're a florist, as you said, by trade. How long did you have your florist business?
I had that 9 years.
Really?
Wow. Prior to that, I'd worked in the restaurant industry. So all these serving kind of thing, God just molded them all together. And through my mother's circumstances in her life of having a stroke at an early age, I was introduced to long-term care, and it just became a career for me. So God is good all the time.
Yeah. Well, I give you a lot of credit because you've those experiences, as I often say, you take all those experiences and you kind of wrap them up into something wonderful, and you have found your niche and you found your calling, which I think is so special.
I think it's important for seniors that have, before they get to their event being whatever hospital stay might happen to them, before that event may occur or may not, I want to go out personally through Country Arch sponsoring and educate the seniors and the community. Things that might be changing for them physically, help educate them by mm-hmm. bringing the dietitian along with myself, help educate them with nursing issues, therapy issues. So I have a good backing of lots of professionals behind me to help educate the community of seniors. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of the have fun part of that. So yeah. I bring the bingo and the prizes. I bring the food. I bring the crafts. It's a great socialization for the seniors. It's giving them the choice to make their decisions for where they may or may not want to be if they had an event occur to them.
Yeah.
And we hope that they choose Country Arch Care Center.
Now, when you do this outreach, do you connect to seniors through the communities where they have age-restricted or senior citizens, regular residential condos and places
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. I have been targeting senior housing.
Okay.
And within Hunterdon County, we have quite a few that have that, specifically buildings that are just for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
I have been visiting Murata House regularly in White House Station.
Okay, I'll know
That's
about that.
That's a senior housing.
Is it?
60
mm-hmm.
rooms for seniors there.
Oh,
and then I've been visiting regularly the Herman Knapp Penrose Building here in Flemington. For the past 4 months, and I go there once a month, and I bring a lunch and learn and a fun activity, and it helps the seniors get a little education about different things happening in their life, and we love to have fun and feed them.
Yeah. And then you have said you also reach out to churches in the area?
Churches are wonderful. The churches give back to Country Arch Care Center continually throughout the year. Our activities calendar is very full for all aspects, for everyone. So the churches throughout the Hunterdon County are very dedicated to Country Arch Care Center. So in return, that's kind of how we started. We said, let's give back to these churches that have been helping us so much. And I have contacted the ones specifically that have been on our calendar, and we will be doing events at these local churches throughout the calendar year.
I think you're going to be really busy.
Oh, yes. I'd love to stay busy.
That's really wonderful. So would you agree then that there's no one right way of marketing a program like this? In fact, you're doing what I recommend is taking the full circle approach. In other words, everything you do is connected. There's continuity in the messaging and the outreach.
I do hope so. I hope my calendar gets so full. That's why the sooner you contact me, the better.
Yeah.
I will be meeting here at the Senior Center in Flemington next Friday with the surrounding area senior groups. They're each sending a liaison to this particular meeting that will be occurring next Friday on the 20th. And I'm very excited about that because these folks will go back to their individual senior groups and hopefully invite Country Arch Care Center to come back and host the events for them.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Now, I like to discuss case studies or examples of the benefits that people have gained from having done business with your organization. Are there any stories that you can share with us?
Well, I guess our biggest headline in the past year has been that we at Country Arch Care Center have the oldest living American citizen.
Wow.
That's a lot. I mean, when I say that, it stops me every time.
That's,
So I'm so excited for Country Arch Care Center. I'm so excited for Miss Adele Dunlap. She is the United States' oldest living American
that's
citizen.
That's amazing.
And you have her right here at Country Arch Care Center. So that has been wonderful. She has been with us since 99, and she just had a birthday in December of 114.
That is... Have you chatted with her?
I do chat with Miss Adele. She's lovely. She's very kind, very soft-spoken, and she's very humble. She really doesn't like the limelight.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Now, is she from this area?
She was from this area. Initially, she was from Newark. She graduated college at the Newark Normal School, which is now Kane College University, and they have since come and started a relationship with us on a volunteer basis just because of Miss Adele's history with them.
That's really fascinating. I think it's fascinating that she graduated from college.
I know. That was I want to say the late 20s, maybe 32.
Yeah.
So that time frame was so amazing that a woman graduated school at that time for sure. She became a school teacher and taught for several years.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have any family left?
She does. Locally, she has a son that's very involved, and I hope he doesn't mind, but he's 87. So it's our industry, and we love it so. Everybody has a story. Everybody has interests, and we don't all have all the same. So there's so many wonderful staff at Country Arch Care Center that really reaches out, and we all try to connect with different people and just try to make them comfortable. The best we can feel inside is when we're happiest, and our bodies will heal faster when we're happy and comfortable. So that's, we try to make that happen. We're not going to make people do something they don't want to do, as in, you got to go to bingo. No, if you want to go to bingo, we will help you to get to bingo. Everybody does not have to go.
That's
you know, it's just a individual stuff over at Country Arch Care Center.
Now, what about medical care? Do you have doctors on staff?
Oh, we do. We have a wonderful, our medical director is Dr. Gollop, and she's been there for 11 plus years. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful. We have, as I spoke of earlier, all the different therapists. We have certified the nursing staff, the director of nursing. We have psychiatrists that work with us on a daily basis. So we have an all-around program for everybody.
That's interesting. Now, my sister-in-law that I referred to ended up having fought cancer a number of times and then ended up with a stroke. So she was in an assisted living place out in Portland, but they used to take her out on shopping trips. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you can do also?
We do. We have taken folks out. The most recent trip that we have done is here at the library complex on Route 12. Mm-hmm. Rutgers Master Gardener Program invited us, and we took the link with a bunch of folks over there just this past summer and had a very wonderful time. We brought our lunches, had information, hands-on things to do, and it was really nice. Program that we got some folks off of campus for.
That's really nice. Now, how far from Flemington are you located?
We are 12 miles.
It's 12 miles, so it's not that far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very
it's
nice.
It's very convenient for folks.
And how many people, how many residents can you accommodate there?
We have a maximum capacity of 130. Mm-hmm. On average, we stay about 120, 125, I'd say, in the higher 20s. And like I said, it takes a team. We've got a dietitian in-house all the time for everyone's diet needs.
Yeah.
The maintenance people are always on the go fixing things and just helping people. We've got great housekeepers that are part of the family. Everybody kind of, you know, a happy face, and it just is nice to say hi to each other as the day goes on.
Boy, that means so much to have that kind of atmosphere. I appreciate all this, all the things you're sharing with us today. We're going to have to go to give some time to a news break and weather and some of our sponsors, and then we'll come back and chat again.
Sure thing. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper testifying on Capitol Hill about Russian cyber attacks. He was asked about comments by President-elect Donald Trump and others critical of the intelligence services. He said he doesn't mind if someone wants to be skeptical.
I think there's a difference between skepticism and disparagement.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where four blacks who tortured a disabled white man on Facebook Live are now facing charges. 18-year-old Jordan Hill, 18-year-old Tesfaye Cooper, 28-year-old Brittany Covington, and 24-year-old Tanisha Covington are facing charges of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated unlawful restraint, aggravated battery, and hate crimes. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. Taking a look at the extended forecast, we've seen that Friday night will be cloudy, partly sunny on Saturday with a high near 27 degrees. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 14 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 25, although there'll be blustery wind apparently. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of about 10 degrees. So that's actually the coldest temperature that I see here on the forecast. On Monday, mostly sunny once again with a high near 26. And then Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 17. So we are staying below freezing, obviously, during this time period. In fact, it won't be until about Tuesday when we get above freezing. So just have those heavy coats and gloves and hats and scarves handy. We have a wonderful interview here with Susan Dempster from Country Arch Care Center in Pittstown, New Jersey. And she is the marketing director at this wonderful facility that's really multifaceted. I like the fact that you have a broad range of services that you offer, which means you bring in a lot of people from different walks of life, I'm sure different age ranges, especially since you have the occupational therapy and physical therapy. I'm sure you have different age folks. So tell me about what you do with how you work with families in building relationships.
Well, families will probably meet Dasha at admissions first up in that front office. We have a wonderful team of front office people. Can't forget about them. And then our social work team, Chris Ann and Rebecca, help the families with that adjustment. I mean, there's a lot that go. We love taking care of the seniors and or the other residents that might be there for therapies. But along with every person comes a lot of other people usually. And we emotionally, and we have to help everybody through the transition of mom or dad, brother, sister, whoever we might be taking care of now. And it's emotional for everybody. So it's a process that we help everyone through as best we can. And we've got a big support system. Once folks are established within us and they got the routine down, we've got them comfortable, we've gotten to know them a little bit, and they've gotten to know us, we have several fun family events that we offer throughout the calendar year. One of our big ones is in the summer. We do it outside, rent the tents and the tables.
Oh, my goodness.
And we just block off the whole part of the parking lot, and we bring a live band outside. Last year, I had a Western theme, so I had a three-piece Western band and Western food that went with it. All families invited. It's just fun. So that's one big family event we have. We have our new event this spring at Easter time will be our dessert family fun. During the holidays, we have our Thanksgiving dinner. We always have it a week before the scheduled Thanksgiving, as we all know it. And it just helps the families be able to travel elsewhere if they need to. So families are invited. We have a sit-down dinner for everybody. We have a big volunteer dinner that we'd love to say thank you to all the many, many volunteers. If you have never volunteered, I totally encourage you to give it a try. You need to call Bonnie in the activities department. She'll get you that application. And then even if you can't give us but 1 hour a month, that's special. And it's going to be special for you too. And you'll receive so much more than you give. I know time is important, but I do hope that you would consider that with Country Arch Care Center of becoming a volunteer. We love to give that volunteer dinner. That's in the spring. That's a beautiful sit-down dinner. And then the families are always invited in. You know, we have entertainment, I think, at least weekly.
Really?
We do. Wow. And a lot comes in out from the community. We've got volunteers. We've got paid entertainers. I think Frank Sinatra is there today, if I'm not mistaken. So it's lots of – we try to keep everybody entertained and busy if they want to stay busy. We've got plenty of Sudoku books and word find books and all those fun things. We've got computers available for folks to roll up or walk up and use the computers that are in the facility.
That's very good, yeah, as the – during the – at the point that we have this graying of America, of Americans, more and more of them will be comfortable with the internet.
Right. And whether that stays with us as we age or not, this is going to be found in a few years. But we have the technology there. We've got the caring. We love what we do, and it shows. And part of our slogan is that Country Arch Care Center is where the caring shows.
Well, it shows with you.
Thank you.
You are such an asset to this organization. You know, I teach a class on personal branding, and one of the first things that people see and can assess is the body language, the non-spoken, the non-verbal, the attitude, the facial expressions. You have it written all over you. You're really quite an asset to this organization.
I do feel blessed to be doing this, and I'm glad that I can be part of Country Arch Care Center.
Yeah.
And now giving back to the community and the Real Connections program for the seniors is just wonderful.
Yeah. Now, you talked about the fact that people can volunteer. Are there certain types of volunteer work that you're looking for?
No, I think whatever it is that you can bring, the diversification of 120 people, that's a lot. If I got five of us around a table and myself and tried to do something that we all equally want to do, that's a challenge. So
yeah.
It's good to have others come in and help with different types of personality differences. And people say, well, what can I do to volunteer? I do it as simple as this. If you are a cook, you can come in and be almost as a Julia Child, if you will, or Rachel Ray, for those that don't know who Julia Child is, and just do a demonstration in front of the residents that chose to come to that.
Yeah.
And they love cooking programs. Or perhaps you do ships in a bottle. You can bring your ships in a bottle as a display and speak about them for a short period of time, and that would just be of interest. A lot of our folks don't have the capabilities and don't have the luxuries of going back into the community where they've come from.
Yeah.
So it's our job at Country Arch Care Center and through the activities team is to bring the community into the building. So whoever has something you'd like to share, please contact Bonnie at Country Arch Care Center. She would love to hear from you.
That sounds wonderful. You know, it's all about business today is really all about marketing. Once you have your skills developed, you have your whole program together, it's a matter of letting people know all about it. So you've mentioned the fact that you go out to the churches, you go out to some medical professionals, I would assume, who may refer clients for and residents for the physical therapy. You're using Facebook. Are you using any other social media?
Not to my knowledge at this point. I don't know if we're on Instagram and Twitter and all those. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
I don't know. And if we're not, I'm sure that's going to happen quick.
Yeah. I think today people are checking so many resources before they make a decision to buy something.
They are.
And, I mean, even YouTube with videos, I could see you doing interviews with some of your residents who are not shy. Have them talk about their experience there.
Yeah.
I could see that as perhaps a series of interviews.
I just spoke with a lady today, and I won't say her name, but she's in our subacute unit, and she is very involved in your Hunterdon community. She's retired from a lot of her previous positions, but she spoke to me this morning, and she said, I would not come to any other place but Country Arch Care Center. And I thought, I just love that. I was like,
yeah.
You're right. I should interview her and take her picture, right? Get that on YouTube. It's
actually, I looked at your website today, and you could you said that you're going to be restructuring or updating the website.
Oh, yeah.
You could have a testimonial page, and as a video.
Yeah. I even see that on our Chamber of Commerce site. We have availability to put quotes and comments that folks have said about us. And even in our meeting yesterday at the Chamber, there were several positive comments that people shared with me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's today there are so many resources that you can use. There's Twitter. I don't use Twitter personally. No, apparently an awful lot of people do, especially now that we hear all the politicking that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something, you can't be too shy when it comes to taking advantage of all the social media that's out there. I had another question I was going to ask you, and all of a sudden I lost it. What are some of the other things that you can share with us?
Well, I have a list here, and it's very technical, but there's a long list. In addition to our long-term care, our respite care, the occupational therapy, and the physical therapy, we have a hospice services that are also available at Country Arch Care Center. And the subacute unit deals with so many different medical issues as mm-hmm. they come through. And then our long-term, of course, this is home. So we try to remember that on a daily basis. The decor is home, the curtains are home, the pictures are home. You know, it's not, it's just warm. We try to make it warm and cozy, just like you'd want to at home. It's the love that's there and the caring is shines through in that word of mouth recommendation or referral from each other.
Yeah, that's. I have another thought that I just remembered what I was going to ask you. How many employees do you have there? Approximately.
I don't know the answer to that, seriously. I don't want to say the wrong thing, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay, that's I'm just curious.
I don't want to say, between 60 and 100.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Well, that's one of the things I talk to my clients about is the importance of educating the staff on what to say to someone who says, "What do you do?" And so it's a way to build awareness for the business, and you're by using the staff members as really evangelists for the organization. One thing I do recommend, I don't know if you would ever do this, but I like to give business cards to employees so that if somebody said, "What do? You can hand them a business card.
I'll pass that on
that
as
might
a suggestion.
Be a thought because those people, I realize that, you know, they're probably all men, most of them are full-time workers, but they have a life outside the organization as well.
Yeah.
And so it's a good idea to explain what to say to, teach them what to say to people.
Something I have not mentioned so far, we have a new brochure here. We've got a new administrator, Robert Cohen, and he's so friendly, and he really wants to get to know everybody. So you could always ask for Robert when you get to the building. Our dietitian, Karen, and our director of nursing, Donna Peterpaul. We also have a special Korean unit at Country Arch Care Center. And currently, I believe there's 15 to 16 residents that are Korean-speaking.
Oh, my goodness.
And at Country Arch Care Center, we have Korean-speaking staff around the clock for our Korean unit. And it's been so successful. It occurred just after I had started a few years back. And it's a very, very wonderful unit over there with lots of wonderful staff and residents.
That's very interesting. Now, do you reach out to the Korean community to let them know that you're there?
Well, the Rosenbergs that own Country Arch Care Center have several other facilities throughout New Jersey. And another one, Gateway, started this program. And it was very, very popular. And they expanded it to us. And it's marvelous.
That's fascinating. Boy, the longer we talk, the more we're learning about.
Yeah,
about
some other
this.
Fun things about Country Arch Care Center on our campus is we have a lovely garden area, covered pavilion. So when the weather's nice, we have lovely vegetable garden going during gardening season, as well as cut flower boxes. And then a lot of the residents love to get their hands in that dirt and just clip and pick the fruit and watch the fruit. It's just a lovely place to be.
Boy, that's like being at home.
That's
for
right.
Those that like to garden. I think that's
I love
wonderful.
To garden.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to break for some of our advertisers here, and I'll be back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and today we have Susan Dempster from Country Arch Care Center, who has enlightened us on so many areas of help that the Country Arch offers, both in terms of respite care, occupational therapy, physical therapy, long-term care, hospice. I mean, you do everything.
We're in the business to help seniors. We are, and anyone that needs that physical and occupational therapy. I know we've had people in there, like you said, not age related to seniors, but post surgeries, they come in for the subacute unit for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people that have had knee operations or hip operations, and they have to decide where to go because their families just can't help them during that recuperation
period.
Country
Arch Care Center.
So they
908-735-6600.
There you go. So, Sharon, I know you brought a bunch of notes there. you came very well prepared. I appreciate that. Are there some other points that you'd like to share with us, other benefits or perhaps any case studies or stories to share?
Well, to come into a long-term care, I've had that on a personal level because my mom having a stroke at a young age, and after 20 years, she needed some extra help. So the home that she was blessed to be in is in Virginia. And I know what that feels like, being the family member and having mom go into the nursing home. And now I know what it feels like to work in the nursing homes. So I have that emotional balance, I would say, for helping and knowing what people are feeling. I could see that on their face. And just to give someone an okay or a pat on the shoulder or a hug if they need that, and to help them through it, is a blessing that you can use your own experiences to help other people. And it's awesome that Country Arch Care Center, both in the building, is caring so much, and now we're extending on the outside and offering this new community program of real connections to the seniors within Hunterdon County. I'm so excited to do that. I'm very excited. Each month I'm going to have a theme. This month's theme was winter safety. So at the events I have performed and will be doing throughout the month, I'm bringing a hot lunch and bingo with prizes. And all the bingo prizes are hats. Because if you are cold, you should try to put a hat on. Right. It will help you stay warm.
That's right.
And everyone's like, oh, my hair, I can't mess my hair. Well, there's lots of cute hats out there, as my participants of Bingo have recently discovered. So that's a great winter safety tip, is if you're cold, even if you're indoors, put a hat on. It really will help that body heat stay in. Heat rises, so that's where it leaves us.
That's right. I think that your organization is a tough act to follow. I always tell my clients to analyze the competition to see what their strengths and weaknesses are, and in particular, find the weaknesses of other organizations or perhaps the products or services that are not offered that you know people need. And those things can become your strengths. So it sounds like you've got a leg up, so to speak, on
great
in
team
this market.
At Country Arch Care yeah. Center. It starts with the nursing, knowing who would be fit well within our community, rather for subacute and or long term
yeah.
care. That's their knowledge and their profession. They're so good at it. Donna Peter Paul as the director of nursing, and Jeanette Sinclair as the assistant director of nursing,
mm-hmm.
and their team of nurses are just wonderful there at Country Arch Care Center. So they decide, ahead of time if we're going to be able to be a good fit together. And once you come in, then the rest of us will just embrace you and help you, and love you and encourage you as much as we can.
Yeah. I was especially impressed by the fact that the decor is like home, with curtains and pictures on the walls. And when my sister-in-law for over 4 years was in this assisted living place in Portland, her room was so sterile. There were no curtains on the walls, no pictures. It was so institutional, not the core of the building, but her room, and nobody fixed up her room.
Yeah, that is the new trend in long-term care is home-like environment, because 100 of these folks that are in our building, this is their home. This is where
absolutely.
They're going to live.
Yeah.
And day after day, 7 days a week. And we treat everyone with dignity and respect, especially those that are older and wiser than us. It's so much fun to get to know all these folks because they teach you things. Over the years, I've learned as a gardener to plant my potatoes on St. Patrick's Day from an elderly gentleman years ago. And I do it, and I get wonderful potatoes out of that.
That's
I do.
What are some of the other tips you've gotten? You probably have many others.
Well, we've asked Miss Adele years ago what was one of her secrets to longevity, and she's quoted as saying oatmeal, that she eats oatmeal every day, so that's something that she acquires to her longevity is oatmeal. So that one might be a bit of wisdom for all of us.
That sounds like a wonderful tip. I totally would agree with that.
Lots of gardening tips. I'm the gardener that likes to do that stuff outdoors with everybody.
Yeah.
So they all have different ways. I should water this way or this way. And this thing. And so it's lots of information.
Well, I appreciate what you've shared with us today. And I hope you'll come back one of these days.
I certainly hope so, too. Country Arch Care Center really is very thankful that you've invited me today.
Well.
And that we can share our what we do inside the building, as well as our new program of Real Connections that are going out to the community for the
exactly.
seniors.
So can you repeat your phone number, your
sure
address?
Sure thing. And, Country Arch Care Center, the address is 114 Pittstown Road, Pittstown, New Jersey, 08867. The phone number is 908-735-6600. Dasha, which is our director of admissions, her extension is 13. She'll be happy to answer any of your questions. You can find us on countryarchcarecenter.com. You can like us on Facebook.
And you can give a tour.
Oh, tours are great. We love tours.
Yeah.
Anytime, just call up and we'll be happy to help you and show you the building. Educate the seniors about their choices before they get to the event, and we would love you to choose Country Arch Care Center for your needs.
Well, thank you, Susan Dempster. You are great. I really appreciate this visit. Very enlightening. And I'll tell you, you've really impressed me. And certainly that's something I'm going to share with other people as I meet others. I meet a lot of people in
business. Well, thank you. Country Arch Care Center, thanks you so much.
Yeah, so this is wonderful. So thank you so much. And I want to thank our audience for listening today. You've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. We have an email address, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and also a Facebook page by that name. And hopefully you'll check in with us again next Thursday, and we'll have some other information that we will share that you can use. Take care and have a great evening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper testifying on Capitol Hill about Russian cyber attacks. He was asked about comments by President-elect Donald Trump and others critical of the intelligence services. He said he doesn't mind if someone wants to be skeptical.
I think there's a difference.